escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Okay, she didn't know what she was saying when she said moose knuckle.
You guys just, you know what?
That was one of the greatest Dana-isms of all time.
So I don't eat a lot of ice cream, but shame on all of you for having your mind somewhere that it does not belong.
We didn't say it.
What I was saying. You know that. I don't know what all kinds of words mean, Sam.
Do not Google moose knuckle at work.
It's not ice cream. I love moose knuckle.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's been a long week, but I would have said that regardless. Yeah, I feel like it has been a little bit. I'm ready for the weekend.
So if you're trying to get around the rules and regulations of something.
It is a workaround. I now know that too.
Okay.
What was it before?
Not that. I've gotten in so much trouble. I didn't even mean to get on trouble on the show, but I do.
Well,
no trouble. I think it's hilarious.
Someone just sent me an email that said, "Can we do this bi-weekly?" And I didn't know what that meant. I said,
she looks at me and she goes, "Does bi-weekly mean every other week or twice in 1 week?"
Doesn't bi-weekly sound, Sam, if you think about it, bi, twice, weekly, a week?
I used to have the same struggle understanding that one, but I have since.
Why can't we just say every other week?
Learn the difference.
Because it's easier and more quick to say bi-weekly instead of every other week.
This is one of those reach arounds.
I beg your pardon?
Phrasing.
To get around the rules.
What'd you call it?
A reach around.
Okay.
Saving that one.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
To get around the law or the rule? A get around.
Yeah.
What do you call it? There's a word for it.
You don't call it a reach around. Okay.
Shame on all of you.
Shame on us.
My favorite topic of the day. Depending on when you were born, Scott, people are going to have very different ideas about what this dad did. And I'm just going to put this forth. I think if you are 45 years or older, you're going to go, yeah, our parents did that to us all the time. If you are younger, you are going to be horrified and people are calling for him to be charged. So there's a travel influencer who is facing some backlash after he tossed his 7-year-old son. Now, the story says off a cliff. I want to be very, very clear. I'm not good with directions or feet, but how many feet is that? It's not a cliff. It's like you can see the water right there.
Dana, I don't see the water at all.
7 feet, eight, it's not a gigantic, it's
oh,
not
that's probably,
off a cliff.
Probably 12 feet.
12 feet.
Yeah.
It's less than some of the high dives around here, okay? And he even wrote, this is not something I advise anyone else to do, but like this is whatever. So listen to this. The travel pro parent is under fire for... How old is the kid? Yeah, 7-year-old. His name is Garrett Gee, a former tech founder turned, quote, adventure journalist extraordinaire, recently posted a video that left viewers equally horrified or impressed. The viral Instagram video on his family's Instagram account, which has 4 million views, sees Guy with his son on a large rock ledge that is jutting out over Lake Powell. I also want to be clear. This is not a ledge that goes the other way so that if you accidentally did something wrong, you smack the rock below and you kill yourself. The ledge literally juts over, way out over the water, and he tosses the kid however many feet you think that is. The 7-year-old initially appeared apprehensive about jumping into the water, so his dad picks him up and tosses him over into the water. Dad says, and I quote, "To be extra safe, because he wanted to jump but wasn't feeling confident, I threw him," you know, to make sure he had enough
trajectory
out so that there wasn't an accident. "Eventually, a baby eagle needs to leave the nest or be tossed out," he says. "Eventually, a baby eagle needs to leave the nest or get tossed out."
And what happens to the young 7-year-old when he lands in the water? Tell everybody what you see.
Oh, he cracks up and he's smiling and he's whooping.
And he surfaces.
Well, of course he does.
Because it's natural. When you're at that age, you instinctively know how to at least float.
Swimming instructors do it to 2-year-olds.
I was thrown in the pool
before they're old enough to know what's going on.
Well, but I was thrown into the pool when I was 4 years old.
Someone wrote, there are millions of comments, "Trauma therapy ahead for these kids.
Come on, grow up.
A dad wrote, "Absolutely unacceptable, man. Not cool at all. As you said, every child needs different treatment. You can't possibly predict how he feels about this act. I sure hope it won't grow into a projection of parental betrayal."
I'm done with it. Stop the planet. I'm getting off.
So when I was little, I did not verbalize this to my family, and I don't know why, but they waited too long to get me into swim lessons. They just did.
How old were you?
Oh, 9 or 10. I was terrified of the water. I remember being in swim lessons in a pool, and I would fixate. Sam, because you and I both have this weird anxiety, and I was born with it. I would fixate on a metal piece on the pool because I knew where that metal was. That's where the deep end started. I was so terrified of the water. And I mean, Scott, terrified. I would make up stomach aches. I would cry. I hated the smell of it.
Can you swim now?
Yes. Not well, but and my kids are fish. You know that they were competitive swimmers.
They were in the swim team.
We started them early at age, 3, 4. This kid is 7. And when I saw that, I just laughed because I thought that's exactly what my dad would have done. And I was terrified at the thought of it.
What your dad should have done.
Now, my brother, totally different. You throw him in, he would have sank to the bottom, come up sputtering and laughing and asked to do it again. I was so terrified of the water.
Why?
I don't know. I just hated the thought that I couldn't touch the bottom.
The woman who threw me into the water when I was 4 years old.
Phones are already ringing.
At Fort Hood. I hated her, but I loved getting in the water. And to this day, I am a magnet to water.
I couldn't put my face in. I didn't like it in my ears and the noise it caused. But again, it's because they waited until 9 or 10. And I remember being physically sick at the thought of having to go to swimming lessons.
I never got swimming lessons. I doggy paddled until I was 18 years old.
Can you swim now?
Yeah.
Are you a strong swimmer now?
Time. Yeah. I mean, I say until I was 18, I was probably like 14.
Can I tell you, this is the truth. Because this lady that threw me in the water at 4, I think I ended up going to her until I was 7. And she had an indoor swimming pool in Texas. And she taught me how to do the breaststroke, the normal
Save
one,
yourself.
Whatever that's called. My favorite stroke is the side stroke.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. It's relaxing, it's peaceful, and I'm really good at it. And I remember it from when I was 5 years old, and I still do it. When we were in Cancun, I'm in the pool in Cancun at 54 doing the side stroke.
I will let you all guess, and you know it before I even say what I'm going to say. I will let you guess why and how I forced myself to figure it out at the pool, and guess what age it was, Scott, and it wasn't 10.
30.
Nope.
Younger, higher.
Think about the only entertainment we would have had in North Topeka during the summer.
Shootings?
It was the community center pool.
What?
And so at age 13, 14, right around the time you start noticing boys, I remember thinking all my friends were in the pool. They were splashing. They were having fun. They were doing the dirty dancing, you know, what do you call it, where he lifts her up and you fall into the water. And I didn't know how to swim. And so I started putting my head underwater, plugging my nose first, because I didn't want to be left out of the 13, 14-year-old summer at the pool. Yeah.
I always felt embarrassed because my friends were swimming circles around me and I was just treading water.
Yep. Trying not to drown.
Angie in Kansas City. Angie, hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing well, thanks.
So I immediately called. I think it was Scott when you said, or maybe it was Dana when you said, they, you know, that you have an instinct to float. And so, first of all, I want to back up. My dad also threw me in the pool at three, and they couldn't get me out after that. And I was a competitive swimmer and great, but had they not done that, I probably wouldn't have been. But the PSA that I want to make as a lifeguard, as a swim coach, is yes, those floaties and those life jackets are so important. I'm not even going to talk about the lake. Let's talk about the pool for a minute. But if you always have floaties on your kids or a life jacket on your kids, they lose that instinct to kick and to the floating instinct.
They lose the instinct to resurface.
Exactly.
Yep.
And so it is, yes, it's important for safety, but you also have to teach kids to swim and don't rely on those devices all the time. Again, I'm talking about the swimming pool only, because it really stunts their swimming growth, for lack of a better word.
Angie, well put.
You are inclined as a human being, if you are underwater, to kick and push your way to the surface. It is an instinct. It is natural. And when you see this dad throw his 7-year-old son off this cliff, and that's a bit of a stretch.
It's a ledge.
Yeah, it's a big 12-foot rock. The son immediately resurfaces because it is natural to
and
find your way back to the top.
And then after that, guess what he does? I want to do it again.
Yeah.
I want to do it again.
Of course he does. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
So we looked this up during a break. A significant percentage of American children cannot swim, and a sort of shocking percentage of adults cannot swim as well. So from the USA Swimming Foundation, 40% of white children lack basic swimming ability to save themselves, right?
So if they're thrown into a river or a lake, not a river, just a body of water.
Yes.
Okay.
40% of white children, 45% of Hispanic children, and 64% of African American children cannot perform basic swimming safety skills.
Wow.
The Red Cross, in an article cited, and this was back in 2014, said that when you look at all of America, more than half of us either can't swim or don't have the necessary skills to save themselves in the water.
More than half.
Meaning floating, treading water for 1 minute, swimming one pool length without pausing, jumping into deep water and coming up for air, exiting a pool without a ladder, or spinning around in the water and finding their way to the surface. On a scale of 0 to 10, my swimming skills are a 4.
Mine are a 7 or an 8.
Sam?
I don't really know where I would fall, but I can tread water in the ocean now for multiple minutes.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that the floaties that they put on like 1 to 2 year olds deters that floating instinct that we were talking about?
I don't know that it deters.
Not that we want to promote not doing that. They're a safety mechanism.
I don't know about that. I know that I worry that it provides a false sense of security at the summer swimming pool when parents are chatting or reading a book and you've got a 3 or 4 year old in there. Well, they've got floaties on.
Yeah,
That's always what worries me about those.
I don't know that it bothers me that a 2 year old would have floaties on. But by the time they get to 4, you need to take those things off.
They need to be treading water on their own?
Well, you need to be a parent and get into the water and work with your kid to teach them how to maintain their head above the surface. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not the perfect parent. God knows I've got flaws. But when the kids were young, I would get into the water with them and teach them how to float on their back, teach them how to swim. You know, where I would literally take them out. We would be in the shallow end, of course, but we would go halfway out into the pool, and then I would just leave them and start walking backwards to the side, and they had to come get me.
And my learning how to swim was totally trial and error, by the way, by myself. I would go to the deep end where I knew I couldn't stand, and the number of times that I remember thinking I was going to drown before I finally gave in and went back to where I could stand.
Well, and I don't care if they were doggy paddling or not. I mean, just figure a way to stay above the water.
But the longer you wait.
I agree with you on this.
The longer you wait to get the kids into the water, the more difficult it becomes.
Let's go to Kyle in Spring Hill. Hello.
Good afternoon. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
So real quick, Scott, you and Dana and I are fairly close in age. So you guys may remember a show back in the 80s that was called That's Incredible.
Yes, of course.
It was hosted by Fran Tarkenton, John mm-hmm. Davidson, and Kent Lear Crosby. And this has always stuck with me. And I was maybe 9, 10 years old when that episode aired. But there was somewhere in some state where these parents had infants. We're talking 4 or 5 months old. And they were just chucking them into the pool. And these little buggers would, you know, hit the water, go down, and pop right back up. And, you know, that for some odd reason, that always kind of stuck with me because, you know, what is the earliest you should start doing that?
Babies instinctively know how to, and they can even teach the little ones how to move their head to the side if they fall into the pool. I was always the parent that I didn't want my kids anywhere near. If you'd said to me, we're going to give you a free backyard pool, I would say hell to the no. I didn't want the liability.
What, for fear that they would fall in it?
I didn't want the responsibility. As they grew into teenagers, I didn't want the added liability. I just It had,
but your kids were all swimmers.
It had no value to me to actually have a pool, but they did grow up sort of pool adjacent, and we got them
by
in.
By pool adjacent, they were competitive.
They were, probably by age, certainly the baby by age four.
I can remember you watching them on your phone while we're doing the show, because they're in a tournament at 5 o'clock.
When Willem first started, and he ended up being an incredible breaststroker and backstroker, or pardon me, butterfly and backstroke were his strokes, butterfly and backstroke.
Yeah, now he's in college, so it's probably
the
breaststroke.
Scott Parks, and I remember when first started at age four, one of Jack's buddies said, I didn't know whether to cheer for him or dive in and save him. Because they do that thing at age three or four where they're, you know, they're moving their arms,
they're
trying to keep
flailing,
that head above water.
Flailing, yeah.
So he had mentioned that they were throwing infants in the pool, and they made a documentary about it because it was so shocking. And I have clicked on 15 different links to make sure it's legit. They all recommend the same thing. How early do you think you should start throwing your children into the pool to teach them this survival mechanism? They all are consistent on the same thing.
How much?
6 months old.
6 months.
Yeah.
Throw them in at 6 months.
6 months old.
Huh. Okay. Steve in St. Joe. Steve, hello.
Hey, talking about knowing how to swim, when I was in graduate school back on the East Coast, I was dating an undergraduate. She was getting close to graduation. She said, oh, I've got to do my swim test. I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? She goes, well, apparently years and years before, an undergraduate at the school had drowned. And so their parents had contributed a whole bunch of money to the school under the condition that every undergraduate had to pass a swim test. And you went down to the campus pool, and you just basically had to stay in the water for 30 minutes without drowning, without touching the bottom or the sides. And I said, well, that's sort of funny, because when I got in here for graduate school, no one ever said anything to me about that before I graduate. And they said, oh, we don't care about the grad students.
Oh, the grad students can drown. You're on your own, Steve.
Yep. It wasn't a requirement for us.
I'll be darned. All right. Hey, Steve, have a great weekend, man.
That's a wonderful idea.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hey, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news, and that is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. Kevin in Lee Summit. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Where have you been,
Kevin from Lee Summit?
Listen to y'all. Hey, I'm still a loyal listener. Hey, Scott, man, you need to talk one day, dude. I'm going to blame you. That's all I'm going to say on that.
Okay. All right.
We will sit down and have a Coke. That's all I got to say.
We will talk privately, and I look forward to it.
All right, brother. All right. I told Sam I had two things, but I got three. First one is, here's my running joke in my family. That's why I married a white woman, so my kids will know how to swim.
Okay.
Second one is, when I was in the Army, my company commander made me get up at 4 o'clock every morning. We went to the pool for 2 weeks straight. After that, he said, there's no hope for you. Okay. And the third thing is, I watched a documentary on this a long time ago. America in the 50s and the 60s, it used to be covered with pools, wall to wall. I mean, public pools. When things became integrated, that's when the pools disappeared in America. Even the people in their own neighborhoods would sabotage their pools so other people couldn't swim.
Wow.
But you wouldn't argue it's that way now, would you? I mean, there are two pools in Shawnee on Johnson Drive within a mile of each other.
No, brother, you don't understand. Okay. They showed pictures, photos of neighborhoods. There were neighborhood pools all over the place. Like you see basketball courts in neighborhoods now.
Yeah.
Those used to be pools. It was just that many public pools. And when things became integrated, that's when people started destroying the pools so other people couldn't swim in them.
Wow. By other people, you mean black people.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's what you're saying.
Well, there's a reason, Kevin, let me agree with you. Uh-huh. There's a reason the percentages look the way they do when you break down people who can swim and cannot swim by race. There's a reason there's that disparity. Yes.
That is correct, Dan.
Well, Kevin, I look forward to you reading me the right. What?
You still got the same number?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll text you one day.
Okay.
We all need to have a dialogue because I don't think he knew you were upset, and who he will be the first one that will correct it, Kevin.
Hey, I still listen to you guys, but yeah, Scott kind of hurt me there a little bit.
Okay, you guys.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
You guys handle this offline, and then we look forward to you calling back. Why should I be punished because he said something stupid? You can call and talk to me, Kevin.
Yes, ma'am.
Single time I am Scott adjacent, something like that happens. It's not my fault.
Call her ma'am more often. She likes it.
Have a good day, Kevin. Have a good weekend.
Christina in Kansas City. Christina, hello.
Hello, hi.
Hi.
Hey, I find this, just as a human beings on this planet, I find it just illogical. Our planet is made up of 71% water. We only live on 29% land. So I don't understand why people don't know how to swim. Wouldn't you think that that's logical that you're surrounded by water and the possibility that you will die from water? So why wouldn't you know how to swim?
Christina, I wonder by region, if you live along the coast or down by the Gulf, if those percentages are higher because there are oceans. But not everyone here has the access to a lake or a private pool. That's just the way of the world.
I understand that. I am originally from Philadelphia, but I do come from the ocean, and I did grow up in St. Thomas, Virgin Island, which is the Caribbean. But still, I understand your landlocked, but you have rivers here, and you have floods all the time, and people die all the time in water.
Well, but I'll tell you this right now. You're right. We have lakes, and we have rivers, and I do know how to swim, and I can swim well. You will catch me dead swimming in the Missouri River or the Kansas River. They're gross. You will never catch me swimming in the Lake of the Ozarks.
Ever.
Right.
And I would even say, Christina, even the world's greatest swimmer, maybe not Michael Phelps, but you can be a very, very, very good swimmer and lose your life in floodwaters or in the river, or you know, we hear those stories all the time, Scott.
By the way, worldwide, only a third of women can swim. Worldwide.
More men than women know how to swim. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying, yes. Huh. Worldwide, 57% of men can swim, 32% of women. Let me look at, it is in Eastern Europe, for whatever reason, Eastern Europe and Southern Europe and North America and Australia where the swimming rates are the highest. They are the lowest in South Asia, East Asia, Eastern Africa, Western Africa, and that's it.
Hmm. Okay, we've talked on this program, Scott, about your memorabilia that's in your home. So maybe some of you listening have a signed Patrick Mahomes jersey, or you have a baseball card of some personal or monetary value. Mm-hmm. I think every man listening has that old set of baseball cards their mom threw away when you were a kid, and for that you've never forgiven her, right? Did you hear that one of the biggest sports memorabilia dealers has been found dead after he confessed to an alleged $350 million counterfeit merchandise scam on Facebook?
Hmm.
A prominent sports memorabilia businessman was found dead this week after police carried out a search warrant into his allegedly fraudulent operation. 45-year-old Brett Lemieux of Westfield, Indiana, was the founder of noted sports memorabilia site Mr. Man Cave. You see if it's still live, Sam. MrManCave.com.
I already don't like him.
He claimed he sold more than 4 million counterfeit items and surpassed $350 million in sales on a 1,200-word Facebook post on Autographs 101, a private Facebook group, Wednesday morning. So he posted this and admitted. Listen to one of his admissions. When Kobe Bryant died, we put out 80,000 items into the marketplace. We sold over 500,000 counterfeit pieces.
The website is still live. The front page says the largest frame jersey inventory on the internet.
Yeah, that's not worth a dime. Was he murdered?
He chose to
take himself out.
Yes, as police were closing in. Okay?
Probably because he's going to prison for the rest of his life.
He was able to pull off the alleged, I don't know why they're still saying alleged, he's deceased, counterfeit scheme by faking holograms, faking authentication stickers of some of the most prominent companies in sports memorabilia, including Fanatics, TriStar, is it Panini? Panini, Sam?
I know the name TriStar. I don't know
Mill Creek Sports and GT Marketing, among others. He would use the fake holograms to sell counterfeit memorabilia at a far lower price than the market, and he profited handsomely because of it. He said, again, 80,000 pieces of counterfeit memorabilia flooded the market after Kobe Bryant died in 2020. He released 80,000 counterfeit pieces.
That's a lot. And I know we've had this conversation before. How does one become an authenticator? Because I would like to be, I mean, like when the day that this show comes to an end, and someday it will, I would like to become an authenticator where that's my job. Is I go around with a fancy little stamp and a signature, and I watch famous people sign stuff.
Let me ask you something. Why admit it? Why not take it to your grave? Now, police were closing in. Why admit it? He went on Facebook and basically said, I did this.
Guilty conscience.
Quote, I considered stopping the operation, but the money was too good.
Guilty conscience.
Sam, what do you think?
And he already knew he was going to take himself out, so I'm going to come clean, and then I'm going to take myself out.
He thought he could get away with it forever, and then all of a sudden, he realized he could not. I don't know.
One collector says 99% of the people in the industry do things the right way, and this one bad apple ruins the entire apple cart. I am infuriated. This is going to have shockwaves in the sports collectors industry for, quote, years to come.
Do you have anything? Do you have anything authenticated in your home?
Yes.
What is it?
I have two Super Bowl footballs with my media badge from the year that I went down there.
But they're not authenticated.
They are.
Oh, you bought them at like an auction?
They are. Yep. They okay. were. One of the ones says the MVP. And then my prize.
Does it say MVP?
It says end
15
up.
15 and up.
My prized possession is the seat number 15 signed by 15. And that came from Arrowhead.
Was that authenticated?
Yes, it is authenticated.
It's on the back?
Yep.
Okay. I have two things. I have an Abaji jersey.
And by the way, that cost more to mat and frame than it did to buy at the auction.
I have an Abaji jersey that's been authenticated and a Whit Merrifield jersey that's authenticated.
Everybody has one or two things in their house.
And I have an Ace Ventura, not the Yordano Ventura, Ace Ventura. I have a signed baseball card of his.
Oh, wow.
That is authenticated.
Okay, let me ask you this. Why, if this is true, that the bajillions of items are out there that were never real and companies were purchasing them from him, why didn't any of the companies notice that he has 80,000 different Kobe Bryant pieces of merchandise that probably don't, that's too much to even exist?
Because when I bought, for example, the Whit Merrifield jersey,
okay,
it was at a silent auction. I didn't check to see the company that it came from and how many other Whit Merrifield jerseys they had, or Abaji. How many other Abaji KU jerseys did they have? I didn't even look. I saw that it was authenticated. I trust it. If I'm wrong, then I paid a lot of money for something that's not real.
Well, and some of these guys do so many signings that they don't really have a true number of how many of those signed jerseys are out there, right? I mean, they know that at one particular session, maybe they signed 500 jerseys, but how many different of those sessions did they do?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, what's the cool sports memorabilia site here? Isn't there one in Lee's Summit? They also do Pokemon cards and stuff. I would love to talk to one of those men or women in the industry. Maybe we do it Monday, because one of the local Indianapolis sports memorabilia experts is quoted as saying, listen to this, people have known about this guy. They have known his work. They knew what he was up to. He's been at it for years and years, driving the prices down on things. He says, you know, you look at a Tom Brady autograph, and Tom Brady's value was drastically affected by this individual, because what he was doing, Scott, is he was doing it below fair market value. And so within the industry, if you see someone flooding the market under fair market value, in the industry, do you not say, now, wait a minute.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Are we going to play Coldplay all day? In the history of this show, we have never, that I know of, played Coldplay on the air. There is a new verb going around. You got Coldplayed.
As long as there's updates to this story, we'll play some Coldplay. I mean, the betting line we never thought we needed is now live.
This has become your Air India and your 22 surrogate children in California.
I'm obsessed with this story, and I don't know why.
According to the New York Post, over $750,000 worth of bets have already been placed on whether or not the CEO of Astronomer will leave before the end of the month.
You can bet on that?
Currently leaving is the 59% favorite.
Well, HR chick has got to go. I mean, she's going to resign.
It's a prediction market. It's not technically a sports book, but yeah. 59% favorite for old Byron leaving. And Dana, did you say that there's a response?
The board of directors has put out some sort of post that they are aware, how could you not be? And it, you know, it's your typical, this is not a, I would say that HR wrote it, but they didn't.
Well,
this is your typical, you know, we expect our employees to behave in a certain way, and we are looking into the matter.
We are committed to the values and culture that have guided us since our founding.
Well, his wife has since removed her last name, or their last name, from all of her social media accounts and is now going by her maiden name.
Our leaders are expected to set the standard in both conduct and accountability.
Yeah. It's his company, but there's a co-founder and there's a board. And you guys were saying yesterday, because there's a board,
they're in trouble.
The board of directors has initiated a formal investigation into the matter. We will have additional details share very shortly.
My favorite meme of the day is Coldplay hasn't released a single in years. They made two last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
How much money would I have to pay you to walk away from Johnny?
There is no amount of money.
$10 million.
No.
$1 billion.
No.
$1 billion.
Nope. Because money cannot buy happiness.
But in the words of David Lee Roth, it can rent a lot of good times. 43% of Americans say they would walk away from their significant other for $1 million.
That's not even after taxes?
No, I think it would be tax-free.
No.
After taxes. Well, she's thinking about it.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, people
so
think that million. No, people think that $1 million is so much money. It's not. It would pay off your house. What, and you would sacrifice your happiness for that. Who would do that? I wouldn't.
43% of Americans say they would walk away from their romantic partner for $1 million.
Nope.
Sam, would you walk away from Mary Beth for $1 million?
No.
Are you saying that because she's listening?
I wouldn't walk away from him for 24 hours for $1 million.
We're going to revisit in just a moment.
I do not like not being with him, ever.
For 24 hours, I give you $1 million.
Okay, 48.
And you can't see him until 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And you're going to turn down $1 million.
If we're looking at $1 million a day,
crazy.
Sorry, Mary Beth, I'll see you in a couple of months.
Yeah.
Sam's like, I'll see you in the fall.
T-Bone, I'm going to get you a hotel
Mark
room.
Mark Halloween on your calendar.
But we're going to not see each other for about 30 days.
Can we make it 100 days? I think so.
20, you're a lie. I'll give you $1 million for 24 hours.
No, Royals are playing tonight.
Oh, my word. Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated,
but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.